Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
In Hebrews 10, 12 through 16, we pick up as the writer, I think it's Paul, is explaining the amazing gift of the new covenant. How in this covenant of the call of Christ, we have a sufficient one-time sacrifice on the cross, and that those who are in Christ do not need to continually or repeatedly get sacrifice, atonement, or a new dispensing of God's grace. Christ's gift of the gospel covers our fallen, sinful condition, past, present, and future. Paul then quotes Jeremiah 31 and affirms that the Holy Spirit testifies to the true fulfillment of the prophecy. The big picture story here is that the gospel is sufficient to reconcile us once and for all to God. But it's even bigger than that. Verse 14 should just blow our minds at how wonderful God's grace and the gospel truly are. And it should also challenge us. This verse clearly says, well, let me read it. For by one offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. Notice the key words in this verse. One offering, perfected, sanctified. This means that when we are in Christ, not only are we justified and made right with God, but the gospel is perfect and it absolutely will sanctify us. So what does this mean for us in practical terms? It means that your works and efforts mean nothing, not only in reconciling with God, but also in your Christian growth and refining. You cannot earn, fight, defeat, win, or try hard enough to become more conformed or transformed into the man or woman Christ has called you to be. Only abiding with Christ will change you. Not only that, but if you are truly His, you will see growth and progress. I need to tell you out of love and obligation that if you claim to be a Christian, but you've been stuck in Christian neutral year after year, you might want to get alone in a room and ask Christ to truly reconcile you. The bottom line is that if you can't point to an abide with Him, you might not be His. How can I say such a thing? Well, His word is clear. If you abide, you will be sanctified. Christ Himself said those who abide in Him are truly His, and He will complete the work. This is a beautiful promise right out of Scripture. It drives us to two conclusions. Fellow believer, rest in Him and enjoy Jesus, and He will transform you. Or if you feel perpetually spiritually dead, start at the beginning and surrender completely to Christ. To know Him is to grow in Him.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at WDCXradio.com.